right, time for Boots and Salutes on this Wednesday morning. You can throw out the first pitch. Good morning. You're on Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. You know, I don't mind the government selling the Kinder Morgan pipeline to the First Nations as long as that simpleton down east doesn't sell it for 10 cents on the dollar. That's one of my concerns. As long as we sell it for what we paid for it, hey, I'm okay with it.
Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm not a football fan, but there's no rider pride. Anybody who's anybody wants to be somebody in the States. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, it's amazing how our Prime Minister dishing out some candy now for Western Canada. Never had before. Thank you.
306-938-0600. Toll free 1-800-667-3727. Anything that's on your mind this morning is the one caller talked about. Of course, Chris Jones going down to the States. We've got John on the Lambert Lawn and Garden text line who says, I think the other Western CFL teams got him to Sask to break up the team so they wouldn't win a Grey Cup, like John Chick, Western wrestler, Darian Durant. Definitely a topic yesterday that came up at the Crop Production Show. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I want to send a salute out to Chris Jones. Wish him all the best down in the NFL. Everybody knows that it was going to happen one day, and everybody knows that all the coaches up here in the CFL and all the players in the CFL want that dream of a job in the NFL. Thank you, Chris Jones, for taking our team from the dirt to what they are today. You are a great coach. You made a great team. Thank you very much.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I got a big boot for that coffee talk guy. Does he get paid to babble on like he does?
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, top of the morning there. I would just like to give a big salute to the chief out at the Whitecap First Nation. He's doing a good job.
All right. Thank you for the call. 306-938-0600. Toll free 1-800-667-3727. It was interesting yesterday, the number of people, and again, I'm sorry, I'm harping on the Riders thing yesterday. I was just in shock at the number of people that were talking about Chris Jones leaving. And be honest. So there's a lot of people that are upset that he left. Be honest. A year ago, would you have been upset if he announced he was leaving? Be honest. Because there was a lot of people with pitchforks ready to run him out of town. And again, when it comes to Durant, Weston, Dressler, John Chick, and the others. Just be honest. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I'm liking to boot my neighbor for Rodney Anderson for parking both cars in the way.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I got a couple of boots. The first one's to the previous government for bailing out the GM and Chrysler Fiat. And the second one's for the GM dealership going belly up or whatever in Ontario and putting all those people out of work. You know, we spent billions of dollars in taxpayers' money, and 9 years later, they're exactly in the same spot they were before. The CEO there was making $29 million a year to run a company into the ground. Like, what a waste of money.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, GM is not bankrupt. They made $6 billion off of Canada last year. I'd like to salute my Prime Minister. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes.
Good morning.
Hi there, go ahead.
I'd like to salute Chris Jones. He did a good job here, and there's a lot of fans that booed him on the field and off the field. So he made a right move of going to Cleveland.
Thank you for your thoughts. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to boot the people responsible for moving the train tracks out of the city limits, which hasn't happened yet. We now have trains going through the city consisting of 104 oil containers going east four times a day. Notley wants more trains. I worry that Lac-Mégantic could happen on 7th Avenue overpass or anywhere else within the city limits. Thank you. Good morning. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your call. 306-938-0600. Toll free 1-800-667-3727. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, I'd just like to give a big boot to Justin Trudeau. Thank you.
Any particular reason?
Just everything. I don't like him. I don't agree with him, and I think he should get out, and I hope he does in the next election.
All right. Thank you for that call. 306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727 on this Wednesday morning with Boots and Salutes. Anything that's on your mind, we'd love to hear about it, good, bad, or otherwise. Of course, it's your opportunity. Unedited, ready to roll. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes. The city of Saskatoon needs an enema. Thank you.
I don't think that's physically possible, sir, but okay. There's a slight chance of light snow for us today. Wind chills in the minus 30s this morning, going to back off to the minus 20s by this afternoon. The actual air temperature around minus 15, so if you're out of the wind, it's actually not going to be that bad. Tonight's low will be minus 25 with wind chills of minus 33 overnight. Tomorrow up to minus 21 with wind chills in the minus 30s again to contend with tomorrow morning. And then for Friday, sunshine minus 22, going to be a real cold night Thursday into Friday. For Saturday, periods of snow and minus 20, and then hopefully Sunday we start to see a warming trend with a high of minus 11. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. You're on the air.
Hey, I'd like to boot Justin.
306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Salute to the crew over at the speed skating oval, Clarence Downey Speed Skating Oval. I don't know if you've been, but they did a ton of work there building a track underneath the oval. And then the volunteers have gone out. They've got the ice going on it. The Zamboni's been running on it. It's a great opportunity to take the kids out, kind of a hidden gem in our city. So to the volunteers, thank you. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to boot the city of Saskatoon. They could not put out the garbage calendars or the recycling calendars, but now we're getting in the mail these little calendars from our counselors. And I, believe me, I do not want to look at her face.
Oh,
so
no.
It's gone to the garbage.
So is that, sorry, it's not the city of Saskatoon, right? It's probably
yes,
the councilors or no?
It says city of Saskatoon, your counselor is on there, what ward they're from, their phone number, and where you can get a hold of her. And it's a little calendar. It's probably, about 6 inches or whatever. It's got their picture on them. So I'm assuming that all the areas have done the same thing, and I would just like to boot them for that.
All right. Thank you for the call. That would almost seem more like advertising from a counselor, but I don't know. Investigation is on. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, just wondering, where are these people that want to buy these pipeline? Where do they figure they're going to get the money? The government's going to give them the money, and then they're going to buy it back. That's kind of funny to me.
All right. Thanks for the call. And good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi. I'd like to salute Victor for his coffee talk.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And that's going to do it for Boots and Salutes. On this Wednesday morning, we'll continue the conversation tomorrow morning at 10 to 8. Coming up in about an hour from now, we'll talk to James St. James. He's alive in Hollywood. He's got a rumor that's too hot to hold on to until Friday. Details on that coming up. Plus, legendary country after 8 from Alan Jackson, Sawyer Brown, Kenny Chesney, all on the way on this Wednesday here on Saskatchewan's most listened to radio station, CJWW. Boots and Salutes, brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got